Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Hey everyone, it's a Mesero Monday. It's John Hansen here. And on Mesero Mondays, we talk to the fine folks at Mesero. Jennifer Gartenberg joins us now. Hey Jennifer, how are you?
Hi John, thanks for having me back.
It is so good to see you again. And I love this topic, things to do before the end of the year, just to get our financial house in order, take advantage of some tax strategies. Now is a good time to be thinking about this before the holiday rush really kicks in, right?
Absolutely. Things get crazy before the end of the year. Some of these things we're going to talk about takes time to process, so it's better to get it all done now.
Let's start about helping that next generation off to a good start, and that is contributing to a 529. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So 529s are college savings accounts. They're state-sponsored. Illinois has a great 529 program called Bright Directions. You can go to their website, brightdirections.com, to open an account if you don't have one already. They're really wonderful vehicles to save for college because you put money in the account, they grow tax-free, and if you use the money for college, then you do not pay any taxes on any of the gains.
And college is kind of a wide berth, right? It can be junior college,
it can be trade schools, education. It can be any kind of education after high school. It can be many schools outside of the United States, community college, as you said, trade school. It's very flexible. And not only can you use it for tuition, you can use it for room and board, books, etc. So they're really flexible, great accounts to have for kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, and you get an Illinois tax deduction. So if you're planning to contribute to a 529 for someone in your family or a friend, do it before the end of the year so you can definitely take advantage of that Illinois tax deduction.
Exactly. Not a federal tax deduction,
no,
though.
There are no federal tax deductions, and not all states have them, but Illinois does. And it's up to $10,000 you could deduct on your Illinois state return if you file individually, or $20,000 if you file jointly. So it's not immaterial, the amount of money you could save.
Do I have to know, like, the name of the person and the social security number of the person that I'm establishing this for, or can I start a fund and then assign it to someone later?
It's best if you have the person, the beneficiary, in mind. There's exceptions to that. You can open it in your own name and then update the beneficiary later if you really just want to get the account open and funded. But the best practice would be to already have at least the person's birthday and full name of who you want the money to go to.
If that person chooses not to go to college, I understand you can give it to another beneficiary.
You can change the beneficiary to another family member, a family member of the beneficiary. And the definition of family member is pretty broad. And so there's a lot of flexibility with what to do with the money. But from my experience, college is very expensive and rarely is there leftover money in 529s.
Right. And I will say that if anyone has any trepidation, I believe that based on legislation passed at the end of last year, the year before that, some of this can be converted into a Roth, right?
Yes, it can. There's a lot of nuance to that. Mm-hmm. You have to have the account for a certain number of years. There's quite a few restrictions, but it's new legislation and it's really great. So having leftover money at the end of this, in the event that happens, would be just fine.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's like one more you probably won't even ever do it, but you got a kid in kindergarten, you're thinking about college, you end up not using it for whatever reason.
Yep.
Hey, at least you know that that's an option,
right,
too.
And if your kid gets a scholarship, because my clients ask me this all the time, if your kid gets a scholarship, you can withdraw money from the account for the amount of the scholarship without any penalty. So you will be penalized for your child getting a academic or athletic scholarship.
Tax-free?
You would pay taxes on the gain,
right,
but no penalty.
On the gain, exactly. No penalty. Okay, those are the basics. Anything else we need to know about 529s?
That's the basics.
All right, Jennifer Gartenberg, we'll do it again next week, okay?
Great. Thanks, John.
Mesero Monday, 1-877-MESERO, MESIROW. The fine folks at Mesero, it's not just about talking about numbers on sheets. These people really do a great job looking holistically at your whole family and thinking about what you can do to not only help yourself, your spouse, your kids, and generational wealth grow. Mesero.com, MESIROW, and we'll drop another pod on you next week.